Hi, I'm Mr. Silver Fox.
And I'm Mrs. Silver Fox, and today we're making room on the swing set in a segment called Between Two Pineapples, where we interview people in the lifestyle.
This podcast is intended for an adult crowd. If you are not an adult, please come back when you're of legal, consenting age. Welcome back, everybody, to Between Two Pineapples, interview number 4. I'm Mr. Silver Fox.
And I'm Mrs. Silver Fox. And today we're going to scooch over on the swing set and make room for Carrie Ann, my sexy friend.
Hello.
And I should say that this is actually her first time meeting Mr. Silver Fox because of the whole separation over the summer of different events that we were at.
You want to touch it again?
Yeah, I will touch you again.
There you go.
Hi, pleasure to meet you. You are absolutely beautiful.
Oh, stop.
I told you.
I will not.
No.
I will continue and it will escalate from here.
That's a true story.
I'm blushing already. I've been here 16 seconds.
Well, welcome to the swing set. Thanks. We're happy to have another guest on here, and especially one as beautiful as yourself. Let's hop right into this.
On Facebook, on other social media things, there's always an introduction post. If you could summarize, like, in 2 or 3 sentences your introduction post, tell me what that sounds like.
I just wrote one of these.
Oh, perfect.
New group our friend introduced me to, actually.
So okay.
Mine reads, Carrie Ann from Cleveland, single 40-year-old female in the LS for 17 years on and off. I identify as a flamingo, not a unicorn, and bi-selective. DMs are open. Please do not friend request me. Femdom.
Femdom.
Femdom is in there.
Now, I'm a little outside of that community. I'm going to ask for listeners that may not participate. Can you actually describe what that is for me?
So there's different versions for everybody who identifies as a femdom. My particular would be that I am dominant to women during scenes. So I do different scenes with different women and try to get them to subspace, usually. But have experiences with them on a machine called the Motor Bunny plug.
Okay, like a symbiote?
And
she do be loving her Motor Bunny.
Okay.
I do be loving
it. It's like, I feel like sometimes when your name is in a sentence, it's like it's synonymous with a Motor Bunny.
Okay.
Call Motor Bunny and tell them that? I've talked to a friend of mine about it at one point because he does work with them.
Okay.
And sells their product and just never followed up, to be real.
Okay.
Truthful with you.
That's fair. That's fair.
I feel like that should be a thing.
That I feel like that is your special talent.
It is a tool that I use in my talents.
Okay.
Oh.
That's fair.
I would love to dive down this rabbit hole of talents.
But we got to get to that part first.
Let's work ourselves there. So.
All right.
I told you, we're going to be here for hours.
I know.
I don't know which part to focus on.
And I do a lot of squirreling myself, so I get it.
Yeah.
I would probably start at your lips, to be honest. They are very attractive. But being hard of hearing, I do look at lips quite often so that I can hopefully. Mm-hmm.
But, oh, no fillers.
Even when really? You squish them like that.
Beautiful.
Even they're still very, yeah. I wish this was visual because what you're doing is both darling and terrifying.
That's kind of my personality.
That, honestly, no, same. I get that. Darling and terrifying.
Charming and crazy. Are we going towards the taxidermy now?
Okay, so a little bit of backstory here. So I told Carrie one time about my love for this page Bad Taxidermy on Facebook. And so now when I see really good ones, or aka really bad ones, I'll screenshot them and send them to her.
Just run a random Tuesday.
Yeah.
Some dressed up possum holding an umbrella with a soul that, you know, Krista can see. And she's like, isn't it the greatest thing ever?
As sexy as Bad Taxidermy may seem.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I mean, I definitely love a sense of humor. I find a sense of humor extremely attractive. So I appreciate the intellectual, you know, stimulation first and foremost. So
right.
I do like that very much.
Same.
That's another role we can get there too, because you'll have to ask the questions. That goes into the sapiosexual, demisexual side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all a big part
of who
discovering
you are.
That. Yeah.
How did you get into swinging or get into the lifestyle, however you may define that?
So there's kind of two chapters for me, We have chapter one, which was about 17 years ago, before I knew what anything was. I got invited to a party by a girl that I had met a week prior at a bar. She was like, hey, my cousin's having this white elephant party. You got to come. That was okay. Just a friend. She came up to me at a bar and said, my friends are being lame. Can I come hang out with you? We danced all night, did shots, and we were like, we need to be friends.
Okay.
And a week later, she invites me to this party. Okay. I'm, mind you, 23 years old. So I go to this party, don't know anybody, but the girl that I met, she introduces me to the husband. She introduces me to the wife. This is their house.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I need you to have a drink. And I was like, I'm going to need one of those. Well, the husband takes me and he's like, oh, I've got something for you. I proceed to get drunk, sitting around this white elephant circle, passing presents around, doing the things. The husband, who she had introduced me to, was sitting next to me and he was like, start rubbing my leg. How you doing?
Oh.
Are you having a good time?
Oh.
Are you enjoying yourself? Do you need another shot?
Are these individuals older than you or about the same age?
So I'm 23 at the time. And now looking back, I thought they were a little older because they were in their 40s. Yeah. So they were in their 40s. And there was a mix of people there. There was probably like 40 people there. There was couples, singles. Now that I know, there were vanillas. There were swingers. There were poly people there. I just didn't know what any of it was at the time.
Okay.
And that was kind of a segue there, the bubble that I lived in. I grew up in a bubble. And I pull my friend over, which is, this is her cousin now. I was like, dude, your cousin's like all over me and I'm getting a little uncomfortable. She's like, oh, they're swingers. I was like, so what's a swinger?
Oh,
okay. Crash course. Sure.
No fucking clue. So she basically explained it to me and she said, oh, they fuck around with other people and they know about it and they're all okay with this. She's like, yeah, totally. Well, later in the night happens and I needed some attention because I was really drunk and needed some tending to. And the wife takes me upstairs and tells the husband on the way upstairs, hey, Carrie needs something. We're going to go up to the bedroom. And the husband follows us up there and I got a little crash course.
Okay.
Did not know what a unicorn was. Did not know that I was attracted to women. Did not know.
Surprise.
So she can do things I've never seen before. Are all girls like that? Curiosity starts.
A positive overall experience?
Oh, great time. I hung out with them for a year.
Oh,
never.
Really good time.
I was like, yeah. One of their little. Yeah, we had a great time. Actually, sure. We became friends. We became really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
I got pregnant with my daughter, and they were the ones who threw my baby shower for her.
Oh,
they
okay.
Were there when she was born. Like, they're still to this day, that girl from the bar is one of my best friends.
Okay.
Love her to death. Like it turned into family.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of, like I said, my first introduction into what was lifestyle. I didn't know the terms. I didn't know how it worked. I was a single at the time. All I knew was I could play with this guy and she didn't care.
Right.
Sometimes she wanted to be there. Sometimes she didn't. He was an info and she was like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, girl, I got you.
Yeah.
Fine. Don't worry about
it. Take your breaks.
Just call me. I'm single. It's fine. And I don't have to do his laundry. Like,
right,
this
right.
is fantastic yeah. right now. So that was my first introduction. And then I did years of vanilla, monogamous, mm-hmm. kids, all that kind of stuff. And so then I met my second husband, and he said, one night we were at the casino, and I said something about threesomes, just joking. And he goes, this is our second date.
Okay.
He says, what do you know about threesomes? I said, what do you know about threesomes? So that led to a conversation, and in that conversation, he basically told me that he wanted to watch me. He thought the idea was amazing, and, you know, all the other reasons that it was attractive to him, and I was like, I don't know. Like, are you sure?
Yeah. This feels like a trap.
This is a trap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like, no, I really want this. And so he kind of introduced it and was like, you know, there's people that do this.
Is this your first experience with a voyeur now?
So this was my first experience with a voyeur that I was in a relationship with. I had seen other people.
A genuine cuck.
I don't know as much as a genuine cuck, because I will say the cuck, and this is just my interpretation of the word, is wants the degrading part of it sometimes too,
okay.
versus just maybe watching. So I think there's just different levels, and I don't love that word cut because it's so broad. But in this particular instance, he was just a voyeur. He really enjoyed that aspect of
it. I'm on team this guy already.
I enjoy it too. Like, and I didn't realize how much I liked it until I was watching somebody that I cared about do it. Like, I love being your cheerleader, baby. I know what you can do. And I love it.
Right.
And I know what it feels like. And I want to see her enjoy it and her enjoy it and her enjoy it. I love seeing, you know, my partner shine or even my friends. So anyway, we flirted with the idea for a while. And then we decided, you know, let's find somebody to actually do this. We tried a couple different avenues. It didn't work. And so he put us on a website on 3Fun, I think it was.
Okay.
And somebody replied who was married, but they had like an open relationship. And she was, I'm going to use those air quotes, dating somebody else's husband. He didn't care who was watching or involved or whatever. Sure. He was just happy to be invited. It's like, yeah, whatever. This husband, he was like, hey, did you know, like, we're everywhere? I was like, what do you mean? And like, this is a normal thing all the time. Like, people like to do this. I mean, we had taken a trip to one club at one point before we found, like, this group of people that we hang out with now.
Sure.
And we did notice at this particular club, like, people were clicky. So we tried to talk to people. We tried to even talk to people on the forum, like on their little chat thing that they have through the, you know, site or whatever. Not even so much we didn't fit in. It was more like we didn't know how to talk about this so openly. Like, okay. I felt like we were very conservative still when we were going to this club and we were still trying to figure it out. I was shy. I was awkward. Small family, small, you know what I mean, kind of thing?
Yeah.
I was not outgoing. I was not a post anything with cleavage on Facebook kind of girl. I wasn't that type of person. Like, I lived in this, that bubble that I was talking about where this is how you act and you're conservative. All the things, you know? That kind of went a little backwards for us. It didn't really work out. And I was totally turned off. We're not going to the club to find people to do this. Like, that's not going to work. When the husband told us there was like a whole Facebook community, join this Facebook group.
Right.
And you can find people all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Changer. Okay. That was the game changer. We entered into the Facebook group. And I always tell people, we came here for the sex, but we stayed because of the people. And that remains true to this day. We started posting on the groups. We started flirting on the groups. We started meeting up with people. We met a really great group of people. And they had this really tight-knit tribe, if you will.
I'm going to cut right in right here because I think it's a great time to actually ask one of my first of my two questions here.
Okay.
Is, as a woman, and the majority of our crowd are male listeners, and that includes myself, because I like to ask the questions I like to know, and I assume other people are right
probably there with you.
As a woman, how would you like me to walk up and approach you?
If you come up to me at the grocery store, if you come up to me at a bar, if you come up to me at an LS event, the number one way that I want somebody to come up and approach me is to come up and say something that's going to make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get my attention.
Amen.
Every single time. Come up and tell me something I don't know, which, how are you going to know if I know it or not, right? Or make me laugh. Those are the two. That's it for me. Be friendly.
I think that's pretty good advice. I mean, I always lead with humor. Mrs. Silver Fox, fallback is humor.
100%.
I think humor's sexy.
Listen.
Oh, yes.
Sexy. If you can make me laugh, I can pivot in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hold my attention with a good conversation and
wit
some humor.
And humor,
Goes a long way over than beautiful and just dry. Like, I'll get bored quick.
For sure.
And hey, you're really beautiful, but have a great night.
It's so funny because once I got into the lifestyle, all the physical things went out the window. So the first couple we meet off of the Facebook group.
Okay. And who engaged this conversation, you or them?
The husband and I did.
Okay.
The husband and I posted the picture and said, hey, we're Carrie Ann and so-and-so, and we're new to this. And everybody saw shiny new penny.
Yeah.
And one of the very first people that commented was this particular husband. And he said, can I DM you? Wow. Or something along those lines. And I said, husband, he's messaging me.
Right, right.
What do you want me to do? We had banter and yep. we had great conversation and there was instant connection.
I love that.
Which is what I found that I like in the LA.
Yes.
So like the sex part, I mean, most of that was for my husband. I wasn't necessarily interested in sleeping with other people. I was perfectly mm-hmm. content because I didn't know what else was out there.
Sure.
So I'm like really glad that he did. But mine was for connections. Like when we yeah. started getting into this, I was like, so all of these people, they all come from different backgrounds. Like this one's a lawyer and that one, you know, owns a company. Everybody's in the trades, right? Whatever background, like we're just all different types of people.
Right.
Which I love.
Yes.
I love the diversity. But they all just wanted to have fun. They all just wanted to be around good people that were like-minded, that were laid back. And I loved that. That was what got me instant.
Yes. Sure.
And that's what has kept me. Like,
I think we approach it the same way. We mm-hmm. hang around with the same crowds, laid back.
Laid He's brat. Not wrong.
If you would have asked me what got me into the LS, I would have said brattiness, confidence, and more brattiness.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's what got
What happens at. When you run up to somebody that doesn't tolerate much brat?
Oh, there's a power struggle usually because I fight. I'm a true definition of a switch.
But you like to verbally spar?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I think that's my thing. The whole sapiosexual thing, like 100%, I'm right there with you. It's mm-hmm. one, if we ain't broing, we ain't hoeing. Mm-hmm. And two, I feel like you got to keep up with me in wit or in humor.
Or I'm going to be bored.
Or, yes.
What's the point? You have a husband at home.
Yes. And he's very witty and very bantery and hilarious. Not as hilarious as me, but... I mean,
that wouldn't possibly be one of the right, things you guys go back and forth about, would it?
I mean, you do your best, though, right?
No, I concede. I concede.
Did he say funnier or a loudmouth?
I think he said loudmouth.
Mrs. Okay. Silver Fox is definitely funnier and a loudmouth.
And the louder mouth. It's okay.
Now, here's
listen, I'm sitting here today because she's louder and funnier.
That is true.
That is why I'm here.
That is true. Since this was your first experience with your husband at time, correct? Mm-hmm. And this other couple, when it came to closure of the deal,
yeah,
before playtime took place, how do you like that deal to be closed? Are you typically the one that initiates with another female, or do you initiate with the male, or do you prefer that the male closes the deal? And how do you like that being told? Because some guys are going to come flat out and say, hey, do you want to go fuck?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Other guys are going to take a different approach. I take a different approach. I will typically say, I am really into this evening and this time with you. I'm really looking to escalate it from here. Do you want to escalate it, or do you want to put things on hold? And next time I see you, hopefully we pick up where we left off.
By the way, that's a very nice line you got going on there, though. And it's confident too.
Like, yeah.
The fact that you come at it and you're like, listen, here I am. Cards on the table, confident. I hope you do. I understand if you don't. And like, yep. That's just respectful.
I don't
want to
waste your time. I'm taking you away from somebody in that moment too. So if your interests lie elsewhere, mm-hmm. I want to be respectful and get the hell out of your way and stop cock blocking you. Unless that's my Fair. Only shot. Fair. If it's my only shot, homie's going to wait a minute because I want to take it.
Yeah. No.
So here's another one that it depends on the situation, because
right.
what's going on, because there's so many different dynamics. And that's the other thing too, is if I was a here's how we play, or here's how I play, or here's the way to play, then that might have an answer, but right. I don't have mm-hmm. a concrete answer for that, because there's certain situations, right? I've been involved in BDSM scenes only, where I've gone to play with somebody that was not even sexual, it was just a BDSM scene. So that's more of an online thing. Right. So that's something that we're talking and negotiating online and figuring out what that looks like. Same thing if I'm at an event and femdoming kind of things. I'll have people come up to me and say, hey, can I have a scene? That kind of thing. Like, there's so many different situations that it all right. depends on what's going on. Where are we at? How well do I know you? Hotel takeover, come up and tell me that you're interested, and I'll make a quick assumption and let you know.
Yep.
that's really all it comes down to. It helps if you're naked. If it's somebody that I'm playing with on a regular basis and there's something going on and that kind of, we've got a connection, built rapport, you know what I mean? That's different. Am I married? Am I single? Like, that's
right.
Yeah. I've been all the things. So it really just depends on where I'm at in the stage, what's going on, and what I'm looking for.
You saying that you have been all the things is one of the things on my list of, like, I know that there's a timeline of things that you have been where you were a part of a couple in the lifestyle, and then you were maybe a unicorn, and then you were, and I want to get to the part where you tell us about flamingos.
Okay. So flamingos is in the middle.
I don't think we ever discussed who closed the deal here, which was my initial question.
Oh, who closed the deal with us. Between her and I?
No, with the Facebook couple.
Oh.
Like we haven't finished our first experience.
So, you know, he most definitely, we talked for about a week or two. I want to say it was a good week. We talked, and then I was telling my husband, like, obviously telling him everything, but I was like, I really like this guy, and like, his wife seems to be a lot like me. Like, I think she seems really cool. You should talk to the wife. And so he did. Now, my husband was very much better at when he wanted something, he was making it happen. Like, that was
okay.
That's his personality, and he's really good at it. So I believe in that particular situation, he asked her out because me and the husband were very indecisive, very not pushy people, and they were the go-getters and get shit done. So we, the four of us, ended up going out to a winery that night, and it was set up by the other couple, I believe. The other halves of the couple.
We typically point out who the slowest person is of the of the two couples, and we'll define that person in conversation. And
not like
that changes too, though.
You know,
yeah, we move at the pace of the slowest person typically, and that seems just so that, you know, that person doesn't have to feel like they're being pressured into something.
Right. And you get to make the decisions from here tonight.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's your first experience. If you want something, I want you to ask for it. But no, I consent to everything up to this point.
There you go. Consent. That's a big one.
You know, so everything that you would want to happen from this evening, I would like you to at least insinuate you want it to happen. I'll ask a question. You can respond affirmative or negative, and I will take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So you're lean more dominant.
Yes, very much so. Yes, very much so. I don't get bossed around, but it is.
Challenge accepted.
You know what? It's so fucking true. Man, all my bratting gets wasted here.
The deal was closed.
The deal was closed by your husband. My ex-husband.
By your ex-husband, excuse me.
That's okay.
And that was ultimately ended in a wonderful, positive experience with that couple, correct?
It really did. But, I mean, even that night alone ended up being, like, a couple of things checked off the list. Like, we didn't even know what the list was. And we went and met them for drinks, which turned into two hotel rooms, me with the husband, him with the wife. And then at the end of the night, we moved over with them, and it was a whole nother thing.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know what to do.
Musical chairs, but sexier.
Sounds kind of hot, actually.
It was,
honestly, sounds great.
It sounds like a great night. That's your first experience in the lifestyle, and that's how you got into the lifestyle. So I am curious, and just remind everybody that this is my first time meeting Carrie Ann. How did you two come across each other?
It was Sandusky, yeah. It was an SD party. It was the pirate poker run. And
is that the one where we went through the window? Saying happy birthday to that couple?
No.
Or that foursome? Threesome?
No. I went over to sit on the lap of Big Skittles, and you were sitting right next to him. And I feel like one of the first things you said to me was like,
you remind me of
who are you, and also yes, that I remind you of someone.
Yes, another one of our very best friends. All of a sudden, I'm sitting by the pool, we're hanging out, pretty sure we're high. Been there all day
probably,
because you didn't come till Saturday night.
Yes,
and we had already been there.
Am I there
since
I feel like I'm here?
You're there, but you were off in a corner.
Oh, I know who I was talking to.
Mm-hmm. I know, I was just sending you brainwaves of her little cute outfit.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So this little hottie thing comes walking in, and she's got on, dun-da-da-dun, beer belt.
That beer belt.
I'm telling you.
And I'm pretty sure, like, some kind of unicorn-y looking bright, magical something
I was
underneath that.
I was a mermaid, because it was pirate-themed, so I was a siren. Was yep, so I had a mermaid tail skirt on.
You don't get to wear that mermaid tail often. We talk about that.
I was so excited about that. Yeah. It was a wonderful opportunity to wear it.
So this is what I'm seeing. A mermaid with a fucking beer belt. Sure. I'm sorry, but I'm attracted to shiny things. And that was shiny.
So this is the first time you see her. She comes through this double set of doors. I know exactly which hotel we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Mrs. Silver Fox in the beer belt. And she's a shiny mermaid.
And she is, and she's got this big ass smile on her face. Listen, come it was on. Beer, and it was not some
and it was not good
something.
Beer.
I was like, the fuck did this girl come from? And Skittles knows her really well.
Sure.
So I'm like, Skittles, what's going on? Oh, and he's like, this girl. Let me tell you about this girl. And he's normally a decent judge of character. So
that's fair.
If he says, like, you got to meet, usually I got to meet. He introduced us, and I was like, you remind us of one of our other best friends. Like, you two have to meet. I'm just an energy person. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew the minute I saw you, like, there was good energy right there. And that's draws me in.
So yeah, the party, that group was kind of separated sort of down the middle. And I think you were on the one side of it. And that's why you two didn't specifically interact, because you were sitting and Mr. Silver Fox was standing across the sidewalk,
and
closer to the pool.
Also, in our defense, Mr. Silver Fox.
You don't need to defend yourself.
I had a group of 15, 20 people that I hang out with on a pretty regular basis. And we were kind of in a section.
Circle.
We were really bad this particular weekend about
branching
out too much. But that was just because they had other things going on that they were working on and stuff like that too.
Sure.
That's okay. We always say to people, you have no idea what's going on in other people's lives in
that's
any
a
given
thing.
Moment.
Yep. That is a like, thing I've been trying to teach my damn kids.
Like a no for now doesn't mean a no forever. It just means a no in that moment. And
for whatever reason.
However you want to part that moment may define the rest of your relationship, because we've definitely run into that.
Hanging out in this circle. And I don't think we interacted a ton. It was just kind of like super superficial, you know.
Like you didn't go around and meet everybody
chit-chat.
One by one.
I probably did, but I'm not sure that I really.
Well, like I said, there was a big group of us. So yeah. She literally walked over to Skittles, and Skittles was like, here's all the people. And not to mention, like, she's cute as could be. And so especially the single unicorns in our circle, which there was a few of them, were like, hey.
See, you almost have to club me over the head, because I don't notice when people are noticing me or even directly flirting with me.
Do typically tell you.
He'll have to pull me aside and be like, okay, that I'm very Liz Lemon about that. Like, I'm not good at being flirted with. I don't.
Well, it wasn't even there, I think, to be honest with you, because that weekend was a shit show for me, but there was something else where was it maybe just online? Like, because of that weekend, we added you to my Facebook group.
Let me ask a question about that party, because I know you know about the eggplant and the question mark. And yes. I know there was a pile of women.
I was sitting there watching.
Were you in the playroom in the pile of women?
I was looking for the condom.
Because I know there was a pile of beautiful bodies next to us, but I was pretty focused on on eggplant question mark.
Yes.
So I didn't really see who was in the pile. Yeah. But there was a point in that interaction.
So you're telling me this beautiful woman was in that pile and you didn't know?
Listen, to be fair, we're talking not just like one or two women where you can clearly define both bodies. This was several women.
Yeah, we were all smooshed.
Smuggled up in a bed together.
And a dude. There was a dude sitting there too.
I didn't even notice a
dude.
See,
she didn't even notice the dude.
I never noticed the dude.
Amen. I was focused on the dude I was trying to focus on. Well, then everything fell to shit, and I just kind of picked up my stuff and walked out.
Listen, the only reason I know that there was a dude there was because it was my husband at the time.
Well, listen, I have no idea who that is at this point, so to me, he doesn't even exist. So
you have a Facebook group.
I do.
And do you want to discuss it?
Sure.
Okay, can you tell us what your Facebook group is all about?
The name of the Facebook group is The Unchained. We call it The U. And the idea behind it was that first Facebook group that I was introduced to was a great group. It was huge. There had to have been 1,500 people at least in there. It seemed like the theme of that group was very much swinger focused. And that's a great avenue. And that's in this big, huge umbrella, if you will, of sure. what lifestyle encompasses. Swinging is one of the branches, if you will. So I felt like that particular group was mostly centered about that. Yeah. Just either I'm going to go to the club on a one-off, or we're going to go to a party and do a same room swap. And maybe it's going to be soft and maybe it's not. And like those were the things that they focused on.
Right.
And I loved it. But I also felt like there's more to this. And I had already dabbled into the BDSM side. I kind of was a little bit in this poly side for mm-hmm. a minute. So that was, another one. And then the swinging too, but also just open-minded people. Like, yes. I don't give a fuck what you do when you do it. Now I don't. I was closed-minded in the beginning, but now I
right,
don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there was ethics. They talked about ethics a lot, which was really, really helpful and really, yeah. really good. And I did love those posts. So that group was great about that. But like I said, there was, what about everybody else? You know what I mean? Like, you could be in 10 different groups when you're feeling kinky, and want to smack or, have a sub, whatever, and yeah. learn about sub drop, like go over here. Or you could have one place where talk about anything.
Yeah.
And nobody's judging any part of it. And so, going on 3 years now ago, we started the U. No, 2 years ago. I'm sorry, 2 years ago.
And two years. Would type in what to find it?
Nothing. It is invite only.
Invite only.
Mm-hmm. We are not an open group. You can't search and find. You have to kind of know somebody.
So
and they have to invite you.
Can we make out and maybe I can get an invite after the show?
We can talk about the making out part, but your wife can already invite you. You're actually not supposed to be in the group without your SO. Or are you telling me that you know she's in it and it's okay? We try to hold people accountable about that kind of stuff.
I feel like I came with enough with like just the right two references that you were just like, okay, this is fine.
Well, and the platform gives other people the ability to look into us. And
yeah.
of course, I have zero issues.
And
zero issues.
That's the thing is. We know certain people and we know their right. dynamics and how it works.
Here's my formal.
If I don't know you personally, and it needs to be done. That's something.
Right.
We've been in situations where homeboy has a wife and a kid nobody knows about.
Right.
And
right.
he's hitting up every single unicorn like, oh, I'm single. We don't run into that too much because we've kind of have preached a little bit like just because you met somebody yesterday doesn't mean they need to be exposed to our entire be here, be involved, learn, see, teach, do whatever, but don't just be sitting around lurking. I try to keep as much of that out of the group as possible. Like, sure. I really want people not necessarily this is their life as in lifestyle, but that this is something that they're actively doing and,
sure.
participating in, not something they did with their ex-wife 5 years ago.
Sure.
Well, and something I think, too, that you do really well in your group is, like, I've watched you share events and posts from other, group moderators
yeah, for sure.
and stuff like that, where, there's enough room at the table for everybody.
Absolutely.
And I feel that. Like, yeah, you really honor that. And, let's bring everybody to the table.
I want open community as much as possible. Like, I'm getting better at setting boundaries, meaning that doesn't have to necessarily be at my table. That
right.
can just be at a table that I helped. Keep
boundaries
clean.
Are super sure.
yes. And that's something I think
but
everybody sure. is constantly learning and especially
well, they're evolving
in the lifestyle.
For sure.
Yeah.
Evolving
on what boundaries look like and how they change and being able to define those, I think.
Well, because of Facebook groups, because of social media, because people are talking more about it. Like, and that was what I really loved about this. I used to be better about it, but life happens.
Mm-hmm.
But we would do like Topic Tuesday, or I would talk about it Tuesday or whatever. And it would be like, what do you feel about this? And what do you feel about that? Some people come out and they'll talk about it or whatever. And it's my biggest thing with that is like, I didn't know what I didn't know until I was like, oh, hey, what is that? I've been that new person trying to figure out what is this? What is that? What is this? What is that? And not knowing.
The way you imagine it in your mind when
yeah.
somebody is describing it. And I've said, no, that's met a hard line with me. But then actually witnessed it through Mrs. Silver Fox. And I'm like, you know what? I like that.
Yeah. Right?
Not necessarily maybe being a participant, but watching it or being involved in some way where I'm not the administer or the receiver, but involved in some way. Like,
I feel like
shit,
the first time you watched me get flogged, you were instantly hard.
Yes. Instantly.
I didn't know about any of that either. Like, how did that come up for you guys? How did flogging come up?
So I think I really have kind of always been into
just open discussion, to be honest.
Like, yeah. Open discussion for sure. But I think I've always kind of been drawn to maybe rougher stuff,
yeah,
I guess.
I would say so.
And I watched a guy flog his wife at a party and was just like a moth stuck to a light bulb dying. Like, there was no getting my attention. And I blacked out from the conversation I was having to then all of a sudden I'm literally standing right next to where he's flogging her, just like, oh my gosh, what is this? Will you do this to me? And then he did. And I was just like, oh fuck. Okay. Add this to my list of things I really like. Now I'm very purposeful about the way that I seek out flogging experiences. Sure. Like, I know what it does for me. I love it.
We know your first experience, uh-huh, and we know your first experience with your second husband, correct? Yes. And those were both bisexual experiences up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So were those the only two that had participated in your life up to that point? Or you weren't only convinced two that maybe that was a part of you yet?
So,
and it was just that happened in that moment. That was it.
So there's a third one that kind of is the
slipped right in there.
Okay. So the third one is actually not an experience of mine, but an experience that I had. I went out with a guy one time and he was like, hey, me and my friends are going out, but I'm sharing a room with a couple. Do you mind if we share this room? Okay. So we went back to this hotel. And this other couple was in the other bed and they're doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't take my eyes off of it. Well, him and I are having, could not stop watching it. And it wasn't them. It was her.
Okay.
I was like, this girl is like, she was gorgeous. She was perfect. She was hourglassy. She had big old booty, which I have found I like. She had dark features, which I have also found I like. Like, she just had it and I couldn't stop watching her. Like, I'm pretty sure I got off just watching her get off. Like, I don't think anything he was doing, and I couldn't even tell you what his name was, to be honest with you. Like, that's
okay.
But well, I remember that. I remember her. I never really thought I liked girls, never cared about it. Like, either way, I just knew that I liked men, but I would notice certain girls. And I always used to say, didn't want women, but I could appreciate their beauty, or I would give them props when I saw something that I found attractive, right? Sure. Like, that was, I was always really big on that. But to crave a woman or to want, like, to feel lustful towards one, towards a woman.
Sure.
That wasn't something that I really had felt for the first time until I met somebody in the BDSM community through some friends.
Uh-oh.
So I get invited to a drag show, of all things, with a group of ladies. And I meet a woman who is just amazing. This woman is with our group. Okay. I hadn't met her yet. We had a little group of us. We did a brunch thing, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And I might have only met one or two of them. And there was a group of maybe close to 10 of us. So meet a bunch of people. But this woman.
What was the immediate thing that grabbed your attention about this woman?
She's fascinating.
Personality?
Fascinating. Like, no, just her aura.
Oh, okay.
Something about her aura was just like alluring and sweet, but you knew there was a dark and twisty side. And okay. I just wanted to get to know her. Like, that's all it was. Or so I thought. I just knew I wanted to be around her. I just knew there was some kind of pull towards her, which I figured out way later after what all of it was while I was in it. It was just, I wanted to be near this woman. And we started talking and she started telling me about how she was into the BDSM community and all the different things that she was involved in the community. She also told me about a local BDSM dungeon event that happened regularly.
Okay.
And she was telling me all about those things that happen at those kind of events. And I was like, why do people do this?
Right.
I don't understand. And that was a thing with couple number one, Facebook couple.
Mm-hmm.
Another part of me and the husband getting along so well was because we had, at the time, similar play styles, and we had similar interests when it came to the BDSM community. His wife is totally into it. She loves it. It's a great thing for her. My husband also loved it. Me and him, not so much. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about it, to be honest with you. I was completely ignorant to how it worked, what it was about. All I was, you know, really raised, I guess, or exposed to, if you will, up until that point, was that that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
They were freaky. That was weird. They were misunderstood, misfitty type of people.
And sure.
That's all I knew.
I very much had a similar ideology about the BDSM community. Very much so. I can relate wholeheartedly with you on this subject.
I hate that reputation around the community. Like, and that kind of also led me to part of when I started the U. Like, they were very much, like I said, focused on the swinging part of things. And I was like, y'all, there's a whole nother thing that goes on in your swinging scenes that stems from over here. Why aren't we talking about over here?
Yeah, swinging is such a vast term that some people try to finite define.
Yes.
And right. I don't think you can.
To you, lifestyle could just be that you're trans.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
It could just be that you're bi. It could just be that you
dress.
You know, all of those things. Like, to me, when I say lifestyle, it's anybody that is living any kind of life outside of these social norms, because it could be, like I said, many different things. There's so many different kinks.
If I identify as a swinger, I automatically have to have sex with everybody. Like, that stigma's got to go away in some fashion. It's got
to
go away.
Totally, because if you think about it, lifestyle could be, I'm asexual. I don't like to have sex.
Right.
Could be, I'm just a voyeur. Or demisexual would be somebody that has to have some kind of mental connection, I believe.
Emotional
connection before they could have a sexual connection. It takes all kinds of people to make this happen.
It does.
And that's what I love about this interview series, because I believe, would you define yourself as demisexual? I saw you raise your hand there. So do you want to kind of dive in on that a little bit?
Yeah. So demisexual, if you were to look it up on Google, would tell you basically that it is, like you said, you have to have, it's emotional. You have to have an emotional connection to somebody. And those words get a little fumbled too, because you could say emotional, you could say romantic, you could say, if you went on by like a mind kind of thing, that's leaning more towards sapio. So you find intellect to be sexy. Mm-hmm. That's more sapiosexual.
Oh my God, you're catching feelings for me. What do we do?
Right.
What do we do?
No, that's the
difference. Has that question been asked when you've tried to define what a demisexual is? Like,
have no idea. Definition too, because your definition of what feelings are and what my definition of feelings are two different things.
Yep.
When you're meeting a couple, or a couple approaches you, individual or otherwise, when you're explaining that to somebody, do you find that to be more of a difficult discussion than it should be? And how do you think we can simplify that, saying, I need a connection? Would that be easier to say than an emotional connection? I do think we have the gift of language, and I think it could be a beautiful thing when used appropriately.
You're right.
And
you're right.
From that, you know, I think we're leading ourselves towards a conversation of definition. This is a real life experience of two people meeting each other for the first time that are having this conversation. And this is how difficult it could be to take place in real life.
Right.
And we're making eye contact, right?
Absolutely.
And we're involved in this conversation. So now we have a connection. Who's it defined by? Like, that's the problem. What is your intent?
Right.
That's what I think the whole purpose, that's where it all lies, is, am I sitting here having a conversation with you to do an interview and have a podcast?
Yes, absolutely.
That's my intent. So that's where having that kind of connection. What type of intent do I have with this said person. So right. I still identify as demisexual. Am I looking for a romantic connection with you? Is that what I need to sleep with you? No, I don't need that. I don't want to
right.
romantic anything with you. I'm sorry. I don't want to know anything about your bills. I could care less about your creditors. I don't, your kid is, I'm sure, wonderful. And I'm sure he's really,
I don't buy flowers.
We're going to sleep together. We're going to have something in between.
Right.
And that's the connection or whatever it is that I must feel. So
I guess I lean more towards demisexual myself.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Definitely.
Interesting. Okay.
I think I'm very sapiosexual, and I think I probably could define myself kind of in that same like demisexual circle, except like my, for me, emotion and romance and ugh, I just like that.
Not the, a romantic that, person.
Yeah, that, like the connection for me, I think means something different, but I do intimate things. Like sometimes I cuddle with people, and you know, sometimes I let people kiss my forehead, even though I say don't ever cuddle me or kiss my forehead. Like sometimes like those little pieces of intimacy I think happen, but for me, those aren't romantic.
Right.
Romantic is different for me.
Fair
and
enough.
You know that.
Oh God, I do.
I ruined my own engagement. Like I fucking hate romance, but there's a certain variety of romance. Like if you bring me a plate full of cheese,
and we might be fucking
right. Like that
See?
Is some romance I can get behind.
Plate of cheese. Love language is service.
Charcuterie the fuck out of me.
The charcuterie board.
Yes, please.
So what would you define as your comfort zones? Do you have certain places you prefer to go, such as there's a million things you can do. You can go to a club. You can go to a hotel takeover. You can go to a concert. You can go to hedonism in Jamaica.
Been there. Going again. Can't wait.
Do you have a particular area that you like to gravitate towards? Like, I like to go to clubs more, or I like to be in a more personal home setting.
All different reasons. I like hedonism because I like being there naked and not fucking worrying about how this looks or how that looks. Because you know what? I'm fucking naked.
Right.
It's all going to look whatever. I feel weirder putting on the clothes than I do just roaming around and what I was
I
born
have
in.
Heard a lot of people say that
it's
about going there.
That is it, a thing.
Yeah.
As soon as you got to get over the initial, what I'm assuming you guys haven't. Okay.
We
so
have not.
I went to a campground that is actually in Michigan. So that was my first experience with it. But then when I got to Jamaica, it was the experience.
The
with
experience.
Being in, yes, being in a resort and definitely in a nudist resort. Drop the clothes. Once I realized, like, grandpa over here with saggy balls is just as comfortable as 25-year-old bombshell. Probably more comfortable than 25-year-old bombshell.
Right.
Like,
that has
we
to
all
be really
things.
Liberating. Yeah.
It is so cool. And then you have to get dressed because you go back up to the dining hall area and you have to have your bits covered at least in those areas. And you feel weird. Like, I'm standing in front of the mirror, like, this makes me look fat. And my husband's looking at me like, you were naked,
right?
Swimming, doing shots in the pool, and playing bocce ball 20 minutes ago.
But
naked.
This specific outfit
makes me look fat. So I love that for that atmosphere. Plus, it's Jamaica and obviously your vacation mode. So I like the clubs, especially a newer one that opened up in Maslin, Ohio. I love those four get togethers, like people you haven't seen in a while, and everybody's, you know what, let's make a night of it. Let's get dressed up. Let's go see people. Let's catch up with people we haven't seen in a while. Or it just being somewhere where you can meet up. They've got kids. They've got kids. I've got kids. We don't have the opportunity to just go be adults somewhere for the evening. Like, let's go do that and play there or whatever. I like the one-on-one dates. I like meeting up with somebody in a one-on-one fashion and whatever that situation may be. Maybe it's somebody that I'm dating or seeing or whatever.
I think I just love the complete...
I love it all.
Open-minded approach Carrie Ann has to the lifestyle. Like, I'm willing to listen to a new experience, it sounds like. I'm willing to participate with questions along the way.
Bringing people together and having a space where they can do whatever. Like, come on, live your best life. Like, yeah. That, I just want everybody to have a great time. I love it.
I know, but I just want to scissor my face off.